You know, there's a lot of bad stuff happening in the world today. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's fighting in the government, struggles with the environment, fatbergs in the sewer system.
Is it an iceberg? It
seems like no matter where you look in the news or who you talk to online, it's just going to be another headache. And honestly, the only way to avoid these stressful subjects is to find a person who doesn't read the news or care about what's going on at all.
Yeah.
And luckily, you've come to the right place because this show is a show where we don't really know much about anything.
Yeah.
And we're going to prove it to you with a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind, where we just go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately and then judge each other for it. So let's start with you, Brooke. What's on your mind this week?
Well, I think I crossed a precipice at some point in my life. I don't know when it happened, but now I'm just really embarrassed about it. And I think I'm officially a mom dancer. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
And I don't know when it happened. Does it happen right when you have kids? Because I went out this weekend with a bunch of friends, and we went dancing, and none of them are moms, okay?
Yeah.
And they were all laughing at me, and I thought that they were having a good time with me. And then I saw a video of me dancing, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no.
You're like, I'm a mom dancer.
Yes, yes.
Pointing both thumbs up.
You guys, I used to teach hip hop classes. I have danced my whole life. What happened?
The sprinkler went out of date. That's what happened.
Dude, yeah, you gotta update your moves.
Yeah.
So we're
Do you go back to class? But then if I go back to class, I'm like the old mom in a hip-hop class with like 21-year-olds.
Exactly.
And then it's just really going to stand out. Yeah. Are they going to help me or are they going to laugh at me too?
Excuse me, is this lit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In other words, can you turn the lights up? Because I'm having trouble seeing the moves.
I mean, it was essentially like I was doing like the thumb point to the
side. Yeah, that's what I'm imagining. Mm-hmm.
And
your friends were like dancing like together.
I tried to drop it down low, and then I couldn't get it back up.
Maybe
it was the second kid that did it to me.
Who knows? I wouldn't beat yourself up about it. It happens to even like huge pop stars. Paula Abdul is a mom dancer now.
Oh, yeah. Look at
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey
like
can't even move.
Yeah, she's literally can't even move.
I saw her perform in person a little while ago. She didn't move out of one spot. So it does happen to everybody.
I just thought that it was because they put Botox over their entire body and literally can't feel it anymore.
No, I just think it's just a natural progression in life. You've reached the mom dancing stage.
There's no going back, is what you're saying?
You could try to take some classes from our intern,
Kia,
because she teaches hip-hop.
She's in a hip-hop dance group.
That used to be me.
Yep, and one day Kia will also be a mom dancer. Text in 78592. How can you help Brooke with her mom dancing? All right, Jose, what's on your mind this week?
Oh, man, my apartment is getting so bad. Like, so bad and so dirty that I literally cannot hang out with girls anymore. Like,
I've had
girls ask, hey, let me come over. Hey, I want to hang out. And a couple of them, I'm like, oh, my God, she's really pretty. I would love to hang out. And they're like, yeah, let's go to dinner. Let's go to your place. And that used to be the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But my apartment is so dirty now that I can't even like have dates.
Have
like
you thought about cleaning it?
Well, yeah. I'm starting to think about it now.
That's like the solution.
Cause like there's a hole in my couch and it's getting bigger.
What?
So like, even if they come over, I have to sit on the hole and then like, you know, like move up when I get a drink and put a blanket over it and so they don't see it.
Actually paying rent or you're just squatting?
No, that's all I'm paying is just rent and that's it. I'm leaving the rest alone. There's dishes in the sink. There's garbage on the floor. There's like a big circle in the
garbage
middle of my living room
floor?
Where I clean up around me so
Are you
I can
a hoarder?
Move. It looks like I'm a hoarder, but I'm not. I just don't care. I'm
no,
just lazy.
I think it's one of those things. If it looks like it, then you are.
I can throw it away. I have no attachment to
you
the
You spend about
I...
$800,000 a week on Postmates.
Yes, I do.
Maybe skip one or two nights and hire cleaners. Ever think about that?
No, that's actually what I'm bringing out here. If anyone has any good cleaning suggestions, cleaners, I mean, text in, hit me up. I think it's about that time that I get some professionals with hazmat suits and we...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just because I want to hang out with girls again. I miss that life.
They're going to go in there and be like, we have to just burn this place down.
Yeah, restart.
Yeah, reboot your whole apartment, I think.
Totally.
Text in 78592. Do you have any solutions for Jose
Help
in
me.
Trying to clean his apartment like a normal person?
Oh my God, that is so gross.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been watching The Bachelor this season and I think this must happen to everybody at a certain point, but this is the year for me where all of the girls on the show look like children.
Oh.
I think I've aged out now. I'm officially old.
You're young, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you're still young, Jeffrey.
I think I've aged out of it.
Really?
Officially at this point.
But those girls aren't that, I mean, they're not that young.
I know.
Like, some 20s. Of them are in their early
30s. Yeah.
They all look like children to me. Like, it feels like when you graduate from high school and then you look back at the people at the prom and you're like, oh, God.
Wow.
Like, wow, they're really young now. That's how I feel about everybody that's on The Bachelor. I've outgrown it. I don't know.
Wow.
I feel so embarrassed not to stop watching.
Do you know what? You go mom dancing with me next weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
And you talk about The Bachelor.
Just together.
Who do they even have parents letting them go on this show? I mean, they're drinking and they're doing all sorts of things later. And they're all kissing this fella. And that is just ridiculous. Don't they have any sort of morals?
Exactly.
These old fashions are delicious, by the way.
Yeah. So I'm not going to watch that show anymore, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Jubal, what's been on your mind?
What's been on my mind this week is banking.
Wow.
Banking.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Good.
The banking system, it's been around for a long time.
Okay, and officially you've got the oldest topic in the show right now.
Let's talk a bit about banking. More specifically, why are people still robbing banks?
It is a good question.
That's a very outdated way of thieving, I think.
You know, there's a bank by my house that has a 24-hour security guard outside of it.
Yeah, because people are still robbing banks, and most of them, they get caught. You know, this is like a high-speed chase or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a big question, too. Like, you might as well still be robbing trains if you're robbing banks. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But I feel like
people do it because there's enough people that get away with a lot of money.
I also blame the banks. Because they're designed. I've been in a lot of banks lately, just checking out their layout.
Uh-huh. You sound like a robber.
And my question is, why don't they build banks with like a 100-yard hallway down to where you go do your banking,
right?
Every single, not even to the vault, just to where you do your banking. So you have to enter through a 100-yard hallway. Then if somebody robs it, they have to leave out that same hallway. And then you can press a button and boom, they're locked in their own little cage in that 100-yard hallway.
Or just watch them stop halfway through like,
it's tired too. A lot of bank robbers might not be able to run a 40 like an NFL player, you know what I mean? So they might not be able to get out of there in time and the cops could get them. And if you lock them in that hallway, it could be awkward because some people could be coming in. And then you're locked there with a bank robber and that's awkward. It's like an awkward elevator ride.
Why do you have to have the hallway? Why wouldn't you just have a button you can push that locks the doors?
Well, I think they might have that. But then you got the bank robber right there. If he's in a hallway.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
You're saying with the way that banks are designed, they're basically asked
to be robbed. Yeah, they're asking to be robbed.
They're like, so, here you go.
I like how the guy with a bunch of tattoos is just like hanging out in bank lobby.
Yeah. Just checking it out.
Picture isn't up as a suspicious.
Just checking it out.
Yeah,
I see the blueprints for this place? Because I think I could really help you guys out a bit. No, so far, nobody's given them to me. Text in at 78592. What's on your mind this week, positive or negative?